Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
We found ourselves in a situation where almost overnight there was a massive number of people not only coming across the border, but doing so in ways unlike in the past under both Democrat and Republican presidential administrations, where they would arrest and detain and go through the official legal process required by federal law. For the first time ever, they were not being apprehended. They were not being detained. They were being let go. And chaos ensued. And you know the way things work. When people find out that they can come across the border with no consequences, it opens the floodgates. And in just a four-year time period, there were more than 11 million people coming across the border. Almost all of them coming through counties of sheriffs represented here today. That added geometrically to the tasks that you had to deal with. And you helped answer the call. We worked with you all and working together. We had enormous success. Together we arrested thousands of dangerous criminals, including Mexican drug cartels, human smugglers, drug traffickers, even cop killers. Together we have seized more than enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States, Canada, and Mexico combined. Here is a fact that nobody will know the answer to. How many people, what names of people, are alive today because of the fentanyl you helped take off of the streets? We'll never know. All I do know is because of the number of people who have died because of fentanyl, you truly have saved people's lives because of getting that deadly fentanyl off our streets. I just want you to know that even though we have seen a change in policy, even though we have seen the largest reduction in illegal border crossings in a presidential administration ever recorded, and there is very simply a small trickle coming across the border right now, doesn't mean that we stand down from our watch. Our obligation as law enforcement leaders is to maintain that watch perpetually. We have to go through recalibration and reevaluation. But we know one thing. If we let the foot off the gas, that's just going to send the signal that, once again, it's going to be easier getting in. There kind of is never a day off. We can't say, well, jobs just like, let's compare it to building a house. You build a house, the house is built. You go do something else. This is a task this never fully completed. It's just an ongoing process. But it is important to occasionally step back and recognize the magnitude of the difference that you and your efforts have made. The people whose lives were protected were made safer because of what you did. Because of the changes that we have seen at the border over the past few months, it means Texas, as a state in our budget process, we're going to be able to reevaluate priorities and how we rank those priorities and what exactly the spending will be upon. Let me give you an example. We have entered into agreements with the United States where our National Guard, who are deployed on the border as we speak right now, as opposed to having to perform the functions that we have been, which have been in contrast with what the federal government has been doing, instead we're able to collaborate with the federal government to deny illegal entry. As a result, many of our National Guard have been designated as working for the Border Patrol, performing Border Patrol-based functions of apprehension, detention, processing, all those kinds of processes. It's a force multiplier to the Border Patrol men and women who patrol our border. And it's a complementary effort where our law enforcement, whether it be our National Guard or whether it be our Department of Public Safety troopers, are now working in collaboration, in agreement with the federal government. And so we don't know exactly right now the number of National Guard, the number of DPS troopers, et cetera, that will be needed to be able to fulfill that mission. The mission is going through the process of definition and calibration, all that kind of stuff. All I can tell you is this, that we will be maintaining National Guard on the border. We will be maintaining a DPS presence and assistance for you at the local law enforcement level. But let me get to the point you most want to know about. What does it mean for our sheriffs? What does it mean for local law enforcement? We have in the budget right now, which I think is the same number that was in there in the last budget, we have $110 million in to support local law enforcement for those who are involved in the Operation Lone Star Project. We know that you all are at the, you can call it the tip of the spear, you are on the front lines of dealing with this issue. And physically, that front line has not changed. Monetarily, you need these ongoing resources to be able to deal with the consequences of being on the border. And so, you know, the budget will not be finalized until the end of May. But right now, we're going to have the funding in there to ensure that you're going to be able to have the resources to do what you have to continue to do to make sure that the border is secure. I'd like to pivot now and talk about what I consider to be another but a different type of bipartisan issue. What I mean by that on the bipartisan categorization, I think in hindsight, elections show, but also in foresight, everyone should know that having secure borders is just common sense and something that is really bipartisan. Public safety is common sense and bipartisan. Everyone should want to be safe. Everyone should want to have the laws enforced. There is an area in our state in which that is failing, and as a result of that failure is leading to a public safety endangerment. We must fix a deadly and broken bail system that lets dangerous criminals back out on the streets. By the way, back onto the streets that you are charged with having to patrol. The bail policies in the state of Texas, as I will explain to you, are endangering your deputies, endangering you, endangering your communities on a daily basis. The fact is that activist judges let repeat offenders, gang members, career criminals back out into the neighborhoods with little or no bail. We must end this easy bail system this session. One of the many horror stories involves Jorge Chavez in El Paso. Chavez was arrested for violent family assault after he brutally beat his girlfriend. An El Paso judge let Chavez out on bail of just $1,500. 5 months later, Chavez murdered his ex-girlfriend, stabbing her to death while she was on a 911 call begging for help. The woman was slaughtered in Representative Mary Gonzalez's district. And yet, she refuses to support tougher bail that could prevent murders like this. And this is not an isolated act. Hundreds of Texans have been murdered by violent criminals who had previously been arrested and released on easy bail. That's why I made bail reform an emergency item this session, because judges have far too much discretion to set easy bail for dangerous criminals. To be clear, this is not a right or left issue. This is a common sense public safety issue. Fixing broken bail requires these three things. One, judges must automatically deny bail for violent crimes like murder, rape, and human trafficking, unless that the defendant will appear in court and not endanger the community. What this does, from a lawyer standpoint, it shifts the default position from one of granting bail to one of denying bail unless that legal standard is met. Second, judges who release violent criminals on easy bail must explain their decision to the public in writing. Third, before I go to third, I think the conclusion from that's obvious. It's going to expose to the public what they are doing in their bail decisions, and it's going to subject them to accountability for those deadly decisions that they're making. Third, prosecutors must have a right to appeal a judge's questionable bond or bail decision. That makes it obviously easier to get quicker judicial relief and to get the dangerous criminal off the streets. Too many judges grant repeat offenders second, third, even 16 different chances. There was one who was given 16 different chances before leading to a violent crime taking place. Judges in Texas, they have to decide, will they enforce laws to protect the citizens they serve or make it easy on the criminals who kill them? I think the answer is clear. I think if sheriffs get behind this across Texas, it's going to be an easy one to get across the finish line this session. There's a tall task in this regard, and that is, as many of y'all probably know, bail is written into the Texas Constitution. We can't change it by a mere majority in the Texas House and Texas Senate to get it passed. It requires a constitutional amendment, which requires a two-thirds vote in both the House and the Senate. That's why this being such a bipartisan issue is so important, because it's going to require bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate to get this across the finish line. But it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer for any representative who truly cares about the safety, the lives of his or her constituents. Well, going back to sheriffs, whether it's what you've done to step up and help secure the border, whether it's what you do on a daily basis to protect your communities or deal with just whatever criminal may be in your particular county, You're the true heroes of law enforcement in the state of Texas. It's been an honor of a lifetime to have the opportunity to get to know you, to get to work with you. And as long as I'm in office, you're going to have a governor who has your back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.